I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the world congratulates Egypt's new president, Mohamed Morsi, Christians remain skeptical. Morsi is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, but he promised to be fair. Still, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says,
what they're looking for is how are his actions going to reflect that? Are they going to reflect respect for the Christian community and respect for religious freedom, or are they going to be hardline Islamic Muslim Brotherhood actions which would limit religious freedom and would move Egypt more and more towards a Sharia state?
Next, once upon a time, Zimbabwe's hospitals were the model of healthcare in Africa. But not anymore. The economic collapse there left them to rot. The Senyati Baptist Hospital was no exception. Baptist Global Response and Samaritan's Purse launched an extreme makeover campaign to help. It's a 5-year plan to bring the facility up to par, concluding in 2015. For 60 years, the hospital's been sharing the hope of Christ. Can you help them keep their doors open? There are ways listed at our website. And children in the Dominican Republic woke up this morning to work in the dumps with their parents. Lots of these kids go in barefoot. Howie Hooper with Orphan's Heart says they scavenge for a living. Orphan's Heart partners with the pastor at Cienfuegos Children's Center to rescue these kids.
Whether it's regular school subjects that he tries to work with them, Bible stories, of course, he does that. But also, he's able to give a hot meal to each of those children.
Orphan's Heart also sends mission teams to help.
We take down school supplies. That's a huge need.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.